Prayers for a happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters, especially the earthquake in Nepal. All the Tibetans have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Mabel Allen, Miss Andrews, Michael Beasley, Francis Bird, Gigi Coleman, Jayashri Dasgupta, Jerry Easler, Francis Hayashi, Yeshikondo, Lyle Landis, Gloria Shelton, Monty the Cat. Job Search, Roseanne Barona, John Carroll, Lee Clark, Joey Gooch, Joe Brufus, Jim Kay, Greg Weaver, Joe Quigley, Sandy Wimbush. Prayers for Health and Well-Being, Kabdri Lama Zompa Rinpoche, Venerable Thich Nhat Hanh, Venerable Gyaltan, Venerable Cherkye Lamo, Venerable Margaret McAndrew. All those harmed by natural and man-made disasters, especially by the earthquake in Nepal. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Clem William Akins, Jr., Roger and Barb Alexander, family of Mabel Allen, Tom Andrews and family, Bernard Baranski and family, Molly Bard, Jim Barnes, Luce and Narcis Barona, Narcis Barona Sr., family of Michael Beasley, Benji, Travis Boone, Carol Bowers, Tim Bird and family, Yuki Burrows, John Carroll, Dwight Clark, family of Jayashri Dasgupta, Dimitri Diamondopoulos, Suzanne Diamondopoulos, Tashi Droma, Carol Sue Earl and family, Mary Lou Flynn, Fred, Mildred Gooch, Tracy Haas Thompson, Christina Harrison, family of Francis Hayashi, Catherine Hines, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson and Buddy, Dow and Sue Johnston, Helen Kasanoff, Wendy King, Nino Kowalski, Lyle Landis family, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Mary Lojek, Pat Long, R.M., Wilbert Martin, Martin Massenberg, Michelle Matich, Hans McCall, Tom McGinnity, Hillary McGrath, Alvia Mejia and family, Bruce Miller, Charles Mitchell, Evan Myrtle and family, Tai Nguyen, Jay Pandya, Annie Pozo, Jamie Price, Renee Reyna, Ann Rivers, Ralph Rumley, Eileen Rubin and family, Patrick Shario, Evangelina Cease, Joanne Cease, Tessa Selby, Pooja Shaw, Allison Sheely, Andre Smith, Emily Smith, Nancy Sorbet, Bob Storms, Jim Sutoris, Lopsam Toptim, Francis Ullman, Jim Vittem, Dion Washington, Elizabeth White, Michael George Williams Jr., Shay Wokowicki, Marguerite Young, Koki the Cat, Dorje and Kadro the Pigs, thank you, Fanny the Dog, Gatsby the Cat, Solomon the Cat. So, in the main textbook, I believe we're on page 310. That's where I think we are. In the middle, we were talking about the intermediate state. And when Geshe-la arrives, we'll be start on the invocation in the Guru Yoga, page 7 in the booklet. Then after we do the Guru Yoga, we'll do the short mandala offering on page 97 in the Gold Book. So if you turn to page 64 in the Gold Book, we'll be reciting the Bodhisattva Mantra how many times?
Yeah, 21 times.
21 times?
Together, okay.
Yes. And then at the top you see the verse of praise, so let's start with that in English.
Let's go. First, maybe take 1 minute, take 1 minute, sit there, if you can visualize. If you can visualize. Vajrasattva, and a lot of you already remember Vajrasattva. Just picture. Okay. whole body, there's the best. If not, then try to see something, some any part of the body, just visualize. So, there is no there is power of dependence, power of dependence, no? Visualizing Buddha Vajrasattva image or Buddha Vajrasattva, there's like power of dependence, entity. So today maybe think a little bit about the four powers. Among four powers, visualizing Buddha Vajrasattva, there's like power of dependence. Oh. Then now think about a little bit about develop regret. Okay, regret, not just regret, strong regret towards strong regret. Okay, think about a little bit of strong regret. Generate strong regret. So now think about from now on, you know, from now on, next moment, you know, to the not to repeat, you know, certain deed. Okay, think about that a little bit, not to repeat. Even though it costs my life, I will not repeat mindset, that kind of mindset, okay? Reciting what is the mantra. With mindfulness, no? Please try all your best to keep the image that you visualize in our mind. Keep that image alive as much as possible. If you can keep whole image, that's wonderful. If not, any part of image, oh, just keep it. Then, same time, think about, you know, those four powers. Okay. So now, reciting Buddha Vajrasattva mantras. So that's antidote. And please try not to let your mind wander. No, it's just 21 times. No, try to keep your mind. Keep your mind with yourself. Then at least, you know, this short practice will bless all the mistakes. You know, it's going to be blessed, means they are not going to be multiplied, so they're not going to be, at least stopping them to multiply. And probably, you know, just generally speaking, you will bless them not to multiply. Then, then this practice could, you know, also very, very possible, could also like purify them, or completely purify them, okay? Then with that we'll say 21 Vajra Mantra together. Samula will lead.
We say the verse of praise. Merely thinking of just your name eradicates all obstacles and immediately purifies all negative karma. Thus to you, unsurpassed Vajrasattva, I make prostration.
Please, try again. Try to be mindful. Okay, try to be mindful.
Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manu Balaya Vajrasattva Teno Bhati Dragi Dome Bhava Suto Kayo Me Bhava Supo Kayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sara Siddhi Me Prayata Savar Karma Sutsamne Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavana Sarva Tatakat Ahahaho Bhagavana Sarvatatakat Padamame Mujapajamamahasamaya Sato Ahumpe Om Bhajasato Samaya
Manyapalaya Bhajasato
Tenopati Choridome Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sarasiddhi Me Prayata Sarvar Karma Sushane Chitam Shriyam Kuruhum Ahahaho Bhagavana Sarvatata Kata Bhajamame Mujapajamamahasamaya Sato Ahumpe Om Bhajasato Samaya Manyapalaya Bhajasato Tenopati Chodido Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sarasiddhi Me Prayata Sarva Karma Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuruhum Ahahaho Bhagavana Sarvatatakata Bhajamame Mujapajamamahasamaya Sato Ahumpe Om Bhajasato Samaya Amanyupalaya Bhajasato Tenopati Chodido Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sarasiddhi Me Prayata Sarva Karma Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuruhum Ahahaho Bhagavana Sarvatatakata Bhajamame Mujapajamamahasamaya Sato Ahumpe Om Bhajasato Samaya Manyupalaya Bhajasato Tenopati Chodido Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sarasiddhi Me Prayata Sarva Karma Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuruhum Ahahaho Bhagavana Sarvatatakata Bhajamame Mujapajamamahasamaya Sato Ahumpe Om Bhajasato Samaya Manyupalaya Bhajasato Tenopati Chodido Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sarasiddhi Me Prayata Sarva Karma Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuruhum Ahahaho Bhagavana Sarvatatakata Bhajamame Mujapajamamahasamaya Sato Ahumpe Om Bhajasato Samaya Manyupalaya Bhajasato Tenopati Chodido Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sarvasiddhi Me Prayata Sarva Karma Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuruhum Ahahaho Bhagavana Sarvatatakata Bhajamame Mujapajamamahasamaya Sato Ahumpe Om Bhajasato Samaya Manyupalaya Bhajasato Tenopati Chodido Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sarvasiddhi Me Prayata Sarva Karma Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuruhum Ahahaho Bhagavana Sarvatatakata Bhajamame Mujapajamamahasamaya Sato Ahumpe Om Bhajasato Samaya Manyupalaya Bhajasato Tenopati Chodido Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sarasiddhi Me Prayata Sarva Karma Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuruhum Ahahaho Bhagavana Sarvatatakat Bhajamame Mujapajamamahasamaya Sato Ahumpe Om Bhajasato Samaya Manyupalaya Bhajasato Tenopati Chodido Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sarvasiddhi Me Prayata Sarva Karma Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuruhum Ahahaho Bhagavana Sarvatatakat Bhajamame Mujapajamamahasamaya Sato Ahumpe Om Bhajasato Samaya Manyupalaya Bhajasato Tenopati Chodido Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sarasiddhi Me Prayata Sarva Karma Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuruhum Ahahaho ho bhagavana sarvatata gata bhagavama namo bhagavama mahasamaya sato ahum te om bhaja sato samaya
mane palaya
bhaja sato teno pa tichori dome bawa sutokayo me bawa subokayo me bawa anurakyo me bawa sarvasiddhi me prayacha sarva karma sutane chitam shriyam kuruhum ahahaha ho bhagavana sarva tatakata bhagrama me mudam bhagrama mahasamaya sato ahum te om bhaja sato samaya mani palaya bhaja sato teno pati chodido me bawa sutokayo me bawa subokayo me bawa anurakyo me bawa sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma sutane chitam shriyam kuruhum ahahaha ho bhagavana sarva tatakata bhajrama me mus bhajabava mahasamaya sato ahum te om bhaja sato samaya mani palaya sato teno pa tito dido me bawa sutokayo me bawa subokayo me bawa anurakyo me bawa sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma sutane chitam shriyam kuruhum ahahaha ho bhagavana sarva tathagata bhajrama me mudam bhajrama mahasamaya sato ahum te om bhaja sato samaya mani palaya bhaja sato teno pati chodido me bawa sutokayo me bawa subokayo me bawa anurakyo me bawa sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma sutane chitam shriyam kuruhum ahahaha ho bhagavana sarva tathagata bhajrama me mucha bhajra bhava mahasamaya sato ahum te.
Whatever negative karma then been created by out of ignorance, not knowing, Dane, Mishe Mumbai. Da means I myself, Mishe, not knowing. Mumbai means out of ignorance, out of not knowing, out of ignorance. So, must be there, must be different. So, Mumbai. Generally speaking, ignorance is not knowing, part of not knowing, but here, in this case, there must be different. Dhani is I myself, Mishe means not understanding. Dhani Mishe. Not knowing whether there's like negative karma or no negative karma, not knowing that, that's what not knowing refers to. Dhani Mishe Mongba. Not knowing is refers to not knowing whether there's positive karma or negative karma, not knowing, that's not knowing refers to that. Dhani Mishe Mongba, the ignorance. Or more refers to like confused. Not able to think clearly, or maybe like completely, you know, covered by negative minds. At the moment, completely covered by negative minds, no? Negative minds. Wrapped up by negative minds, so then. And doing something, you know, so there's two different ways to create negative karma. So, therefore, in front of Buddha Vajrasattva, sincerely, genuinely going to purify all the mysteries created by out of not knowing or out of ignorance. Right after that, making that kind of, you know, confession right after death. Buddha was just, you know, calls, you know, oh my child, and this is, oh my son. Son, you know, is not like based on gender. You know, it's son. You know, when you see the text, Riji Pu means, you know, there's like has a connotation behind that word, like closeness, feeling closeness. No, that's what it means. Son doesn't literally mean, you know, boy, or doesn't mean dad. So, but you know, when they translate the word, but you know, this comes to become like son. But actually, even nowadays, I think India, do they, Panditji, do they call India sometimes, they, when they call, even the, say, some family when they have children, girl, do they call son? Huh? Yeah, son. No, not S-U-N, S-O-N.
Oh, S-O-N,
huh? So that doesn't mean they're boy, but they... So that, you know, see, even the culture, see, so that, you know, needs to be understood. So that means they indicate close, how is it, feeling of closeness, how is it, close feeling. It refers to close feeling. It doesn't mean boy or girl. That's why I call not the rigid poor. No, unfortunate son. That doesn't mean boy. You know, it means calling someone. Son means that indicate feeling of closeness. Understand? Oh yeah, important to understand. And don't just fight because there's old son. So you need to understand. Feeling close. See, even the little girl. If there's only one girl, they also call son, you know. Son doesn't mean boy, you know, it's just kid, not boy. It's like feeling, closeness, feeling. So, Riji Pu, Lama Dodi, then the Buddha was just called, oh, my son, oh. All the misdeeds, your misdeeds been completely purified. Oh, see. So then, Buddha Vajrasana body, speech, and mind, and your body, speech, and mind become one, or maybe Buddha Vajrasana dissolve into your heart.
We are translating that term now as child.
We're translating that term now as child, because a child can mean a boy or a girl, a son or a daughter. So when we translate it into English now, we say, oh, virtuous child of the Buddha, so that both the male and female can feel the close relationship to the Holy Guru.
So also need to know how to explain. Also need to know how to explain. The word son doesn't mean boy. It means, it indicates feeling of closeness. Closeness? Yeah, so that's wonderful, you know. At least it kind of blessed all the misdeed. We stopped to multiply. So I'm looking from the feeling point of view, you know, the feeling, yeah, get worse, right? Feeling, when days goes by, you know, you feel, you know, bad, you feel bad again. So that's what it means, multiply. I don't think it's like, one here, now tomorrow is going to be two, tomorrow is going to be three, you know. Feeling is getting heavier and heavier. So we all experience. So that's probably referred to that number. So then reciting that it will stop. At least it will stop. Stop, you know, could be purified. It will still stop. Change it up. It bless that feeling, the truth, misdeed will stop, you know. Everything needs to be think, you know. You can't just check like that. You need to think, you know, like it needs to make sense. Otherwise, you know, everything has to make sense, you know. Because all the people who taught those practice, they have very clear understanding of the practice. So that practice must make sense to us. Otherwise, you know, if it doesn't make sense, then maybe we are not thinking properly, you know. It's not the practice is wrong. But our mind is not clear. No, don't understand very clearly. So, reciting So then, you know, here is a group, you know, 21 mantra recitations, so. So this is very good. So now mandala offering.
Okay, so now if you turn to page 97 in the same gold book. At the bottom says short mandala offering. Saji Perji time here.
So there will be upcoming Vajrasattva retreat. So I said I will lead. So now, you know, because of some of my family members, I feel like need to go to Nepal. So I'm not able to lead the retreat. But that retreat is going to happen. And I asked Dr. Brown to lead the retreat. So I highly encourage you, if you are here, to participate, you know. So it is not good if I don't lead, then people don't come, if, you know, that's probably not good, you know. So I understand, but, you know, it's not good. Dan Brown, who studied the Buddha Dharma a long, long time, and he also did the retreat, three-month retreat. That means he recited for at least 100,000 mantras. He did retreat. So, and I asked him, personally asked him to lead the retreat. Oh. So then please, you know, I highly, not ordering you to go, but highly recommend you to participate, you know, but it's not going to be normal farm, it's going to be better facilities. Everything is very organized, you know, so not, don't worry that somebody's going to ask me to cook. No, nobody's going to ask you to cook. So, yeah, everything's been taken care of, the facilities, you know, so nice. So please participate. So then, Dr. Brown asked, oh, will Gigi Sam will be there, you know, or could I, you know, come on Skype? He said, it's not necessary, it's not necessary. If I can come on Skype, then I will, but it's not necessary. Oh. See, so doing practice, that's more important. So it will benefit. So it's only last weekend in July, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, only 3 days, you know. So that's good, you know, so do what is the practice. Then maybe near future, maybe four here, three venerables, maybe there are four venerable nuns. So then I myself maybe will do traditional Vajrasattva retreat, you know, if everybody has time. So then we all do it together. So then after that, you know, venerable nun will lead the retreat, you know. So, and also right now, you know, Chuki is not feeling very good, so Tamula has so many things to do after her mom passed away. Then Kandula probably, you know, not having clear vision at night. So anyway, so there's unexpected things happen. So otherwise I committed to lead the retreat. So I highly advise encouraging you to go. Okay. Yeah. So today, I'm in class now. I think, yes, last Wednesday somebody asked the Pardo the appearance of the Pardo. So did I say young? Anybody remember? Huh? It's going to be like 5 or 6 year old. 5 or 6 year old, no, child. Huh? 5 or 6 year old child. So important things are part of this section of the Lamrim. So we all now learn based on Lamrim, so that having positive mind, time of death, positive mind. It's hard to benefit that dying person with something brand new, you know. So if that person is familiar with something, so that whatever you are practice that you are doing now, so that's become important. Don't need anything else, you know. Even though there's so many practice out there, no need to worry. Oh, I don't know this, I don't know that, I'm not sure what's going to happen. No need to worry. Whatever you're doing, even just reciting one mantra, that's what you're doing every day, that becomes very important. Or if you can just say one mantra, that. So, simply, first of all, there's no time to think of all these practices. All the practices that exist out there, you can't, even there's not enough time to think about them, you know, practically. So whatever you are doing now, so so then you become, you know, you are making yourself familiar. So then that at that time it become easy. You know? Whatever that might be, maybe saying just mani mantra, you know. So if you can just remember mani, say, to say mani mantra, you know, and think about genetic pure lens, and like say having like oh, that's how you go to genetic pure lens, cause. Like our job is that you have, we have to develop this conviction faith. That you are 100% convinced. That's how you go. You know, 100% convinced. Even there's no tiny bit of doubt. See that. Even just reciting mani mantra. So that's, therefore now some form of practice now is important. Otherwise at that last minute you're trying to do something to help something. It's hard. So it's hard enough when you're alive. Can you imagine to see something new right there? So much going on, practically, you know, it's not, I say, it's not going to work. So anyway, so the important part of, you know, studying this part of the learning section is to, we all learn, so now, having a positive thought, you know, whatever practice or prayer that you've been doing every day, or most of the time, but that becomes very handy. Even just saying repeating Buddhist prayer, you may know, it may not seem like, oh, that is very profound practice. Everybody knows how to do that. I think that's not really profound practice. I want to do something profound. So many things could go wrong. You know, touching something high. First of all, you don't have foundations. See? And you're trying to build something on that. You know, so, that means you don't have good building code. You're going to build. See, some things, even, I'm not just saying this, you know, Kadama Master said, you know, saying a refuge of Buddha to the prayer, that might become, you know, very handy, you know, rather than, you know, all this complicated practice and there's not enough energy. So anyway, so whatever that might be, whatever you might be doing, whatever, you know, or maybe you're just doing rejoicing practice, no? You're just rejoicing, you know, every day you're just rejoicing. Well, that's also very important practice, you know. You're rejoicing when you see something nice, you rejoice. You know, you are always doing something, you know, happy to be alive, happy to not be see, happy to be smell, happy to be move around, you know, like. Just rejoice, you know, that can be like simple steps, just rejoicing, you know. So it can be like that, you know, so it doesn't have to be complicated, but something, it might be anything, but, you know, at the time of death, then it will be so easy to remember that, you know, somebody needs to say, oh, rejoice, that's it, no need to say, or how to rejoice, you know, so then if it's all over again, it's going to be a nightmare. It's going to be difficult, no? See? Oh, yeah. So there's the whole point. Whether you we understand Pardo or not, you know, whether we understand the Pardo or not, you know, that's important. So, so then nothing to worry, no? Nothing to worry. The rest will take care by itself. So then, you know, studying Pardo is good, you know, because if somebody asks, you can at least explain to them, no? So the appears like 5 or 6 year old boy, not boy, child, oh, child, no, that age, that young, okay, oh. Can you, So, Samula, where we stop?
We stopped, we're talking about prior time.
Prior time?
Yes, what right, and then so, there were four states.
That complication we already solved.
Yeah.
We solved that complication, right?
Yeah. So we, yeah. That's where we stopped. So page 310.
Parva is going to look like whatever form of life that Parva is going to take, and Parva is going to be look like that form. Not like, no, it's not going to look like, you know, my Parva is not going to look like me. It's my Parva is going to look like whatever form that I'm going to take in the future, it's going to look like that. And some, I should also explain, you know, some Lama says, you know, half, that's like 7 weeks, right? 7 weeks. Some say, okay, half of that 7 weeks, half early part is going to look like me, but the latter part is going to look like the form that I'm going to take. So there's some other commentary says that, you know, says that, but, in case if you see another commentary, so I don't want you to get confused. Some master, they said, you know, half, early part of half is going to be looks like me. Then the latter part of half is going to look like whatever form that I'm going to take, you know. There's another explanation. This is out there. So just in case, oh, Gila says it's going to be looks like now there's somebody saying half and half. So I don't want you to get confused. I just want to tell you now. Can you say the Abhidhamma Kosha that Lama Tsongkhwa quoted Abhidhamma Kosha?
Let's see.
Lama, you see?
I don't see any quote from there.
Are you looking at Lama Tsongkhwa?
Yes. It just talks about a level of yogic deeds and then descent into womb sutra. But I don't see an
explanation of the fourth explanation of the Pardo. Number four, explanation of the Pardo.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the below there, somewhere there, between there, there's called Abhidhamma Kosha.
But that's descent into womb sutra, not Abhidhamma Kosha.
209, sir.
About the smelling the food, that they feed on odors, that's old. That's before that.
Abhidhamma Kosha, the text. Abhidhamma Kosha? Yeah, Chugala.
Right here, what you read last week.
About the prior time?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, before the old one. Okay, go back. It has the form which it will have in the prior time.
Okay, so we all understand the prior time.
Which is the time prior to death in the next life, beginning with the moment of birth in the next life. Others of the same type or those with pure divine vision see it.
Okay, now here, what is called, can you repeat that word?
Others of the same type.
Okay, others of the same type, that refers to if human Pardo sees human Pardo. Okay. Animal Pardo don't see human Pardo. Okay, human Pardo can see human Pardo, and human Pardo can see animal Pardo, but animal Pardo cannot see human Pardo. We cannot see within the desire realm, some of the death, not within the desire realms, there's like celestial realms, in the form realm, everything is celestial realms, but within the desire realms, there are celestial realms. So we cannot see their Pardo, but they can see our Pardo. In the celestial realms, they can see within the desire realms, celestial realms, they can see each other's Pardos, but they cannot see the being in the form realms Pardo. Form realm Pardo being can see desire realms, celestial realms, Pardo, celestial beings, human beings, animal beings, everything they can see. Formless realm, there's no Pardo. Right, there's no Pardo. Okay? Same formless realm, three realms, desire realm, form realm, formless realm. formlessness, there's no form, there's mind. That means if you are going to born there, meaning you die, formlessness right there. You know, that doesn't go through Pardo. Formless realm doesn't have Pardo. Pardo, if you go there, you know, right there. So, now, Riti is same as Riti, how is it called Riti?
Others of the same type, or those as pure divine vision?
Oh, same type. So now you see how human sees human Pardo. Typically, in dream, that's how it's like dream. You see, it's like dream. You don't see like, you know, we hear, but you know, probably people feel, I think, some kind of people feel. And typically, it's like in the dream that you know you kind of see it, you know, but you see it like dream, not like real, but you see it like dream, you know. So make sense? Dream you can touch, you know. Dream you cannot touch. You see it like dream, you know. Sometimes how you feel, probably, you know, you feel very strong presence, you know, presence. Usually behind, you know, behind or maybe not right in front, but you feel, When my father passed away, I felt quite strongly coming from my living room to up to the kitchen. I felt, probably that's him. So anyway, you see, like, you know, like dream, it's not like, you know, real, but you see it's like dream. So that's how human part of see human part of so. Then human part of can also human part of and human part we are not I'm not talking about live person. Human part of can see human part of okay. Human part of can see human part of animal part of cannot see human part of. I'm talking about part of, not like human being. Then, you know, some human also can see part of. Some human can see. Not saying that human cannot see, but human can see, you know, some part of
Or those with pure division, divine vision, see it.
Some mix the vulture. The vulture can see, you know, like thousands and thousands of miles. If there's somebody die, some animal die, they have called shamik. Shamik means like they have like special vision for meat. They can see, you know, like. Doesn't have to be here, you know. So I can see on here. They can see, like, there's one master say, oh, if you are, if your way of finding a teacher is based on the how long that person can see, or how far that person can know, then they say, okay, then you go to vultures, because vultures can see, you know, like, make sense? If somebody looking for teacher, okay, maybe I'm looking for somebody who can really see, like, far away, you know, see far away, like, future, or see future, you know, this is not a qualification teacher. Someone who sees future, you know. That doesn't mean that you may have some kind of clairvoyant. That doesn't mean you are, you know. That does not mean you understood Lamrim. See, that doesn't mean you understand Lamrim. So, if you don't understand Lamrim, doesn't matter how far in the future you can see. That, you know, will disappear. You know, so having a Lamrim realization, that's much more important than seeing. Like, you know, a couple of lives before this, you know, maybe after this, you know, that's not, you know, that big deal. So even the Roshan has to go sharp, meek means eye, I'm not sure it's like physical eye, like vision. That they can see, you know, thousands or thousand miles, if animals die, they can feel something, they know. It's there, they know, they can see. High meek, divine?
Yes, divine, pure divine vision.
This is all result of concentrations, okay? Result of this divine vision is the result of concentrations. So, when your concentration improves, dramatically improves, so then you know this all divine vision, all of that doesn't happen. You know, this all result of that, result of concentration. So, then you know, can see.
It has miraculous karmic power and all sensory
factors. Only of the part of being stuck is the mother's womb due to karma. Due to karma, they're stuck in the mother's womb, they cannot go through that. And exceptionally, some holy object they make, but the mother womb is definite. They will stuck there. They can't go through. Otherwise, those things, you know, it's just like they just like mind. You know, it just, you know, this goal cannot stop my mind's all outside looking for cookies. So my mind's all there outside. You know, you cannot see. If I just think about there, my mind's all there outside. It can't stop like that. But mother's womb. Definitely, they will stuck because due to the karma, they will stuck. And some holy object, they, you know, other than that, so they just, you know, even though like thousand months, minutes, they think it's already there, like mind is already there. So that's called miraculous power.
And all sensory faculties.
It's a form of light. It's not like solid body, it's a form of light. When you put the lamp in the glass, flower pot, big flower pot, if you put light there, like you can see in and out, it's like form of light, it's not like our body, form of light, you know. Because having this like gross body, you can't go through because of this. So the part of the old, how is it, what is it?
It has miraculous karmic power and all sensory faculties.
All sensory faculties, no, it's there.
It is unimpeded.
What is that, unimpeded?
So they can go through, you know, walls. Unimpeded.
Unimpeded. No, nothing stops, okay. Sorry, I'm not going to learn that word, sorry. Except womb, mother's womb, and some holy object, okay.
It does not change, it feeds on odors.
Does not change means generally speaking, polar bear, black bear, brown bear, they're all bear, polar bear, you know, like pardo that looks like polar bear could change into brown bear, could be changed into black bear. So the Mizo, generally speaking, so these are look similar, you know, it's all there. And that's all, you know. So those pardo, polar bear pardo can probably turn into brown bear. Brown bear pardo cannot be turned into black bear, you know. Same pieces. Quite a change. You know? Generally speaking, it's called midok.
It does not change.
Yeah, it does not change. It
feeds on odors.
So I guess within the part of being, some of them are more powerful than others. The more powerful one, they feed on better odor.
Mm.
The weaker one, they feed on them. Disgusting. Has the odor. The order means there's all kind. Order doesn't mean something good. It's just smell.
Yeah, just the smell.
Yeah.
So they can feed on any odor. It doesn't have to be blessed food or anything. Any smell at all they feed on.
If there's nothing good smell to eat, they have to eat something. So probably they end up eating something bad smell. Yeah.
Oh, this
so.
Yeah.
So the soul practice. So Luis, you did 1 month. Yeah, wonderful. That's very good. Mm. So this
there was a cat at my campsite, and
it ate some of the sofa. That's okay. The cat is sharing. So Lama Zabar, you know, suggested to people to do the soul practice. See, no need to vote. Like, so anyway, within the part of being, you know, some of them are, I say, more powerful than others. The powerful one, they feed on better smell. You know? The weaker one feed on the smell, even though the smell is not good smell, they feed on that. You know? So, but you know, doing one sort of practice, you know, they feed many, you know, like for the many smell eaters, not just one, you know, many smell eaters. You know? So, tisa, it's called tisa, timis, smell, samis, eat, no, smell eater, that's called smell eater, no? Tisa, watch it. She, pado, rijin, the gomma, jina, mi, jina, the tonga, je. So, me, she, watch it, then, can you, we all read this, we all finish?
Yeah.
Tamala, we all finished it, right? Then we stop, so maybe we can go back to where we stopped. Oh. Last Wednesday.
Okay, so after the prior time? Okay.
After the prior time.
We finished, we finished, so can I continue after that?
Where
were we into last Wednesday night, right?
Oh, yeah, so tennis was, I mean, it's in the show, so it's about Tony, okay, Lama Tsongkhapa said here, so some people say, as I mentioned, half of the lifespan looks like me, half of it looks like the life form of life that I'm going to take. And Lama Tsongkhapa said that explanation does not have the accurate sources. God, where, what page?
310.
Can you see? Something
in,
like
that. Yeah, India. Right.
Yeah, okay, so that's good. Tell us what the Chevanga me Lu Ijun Devada, Chimil Ijun Sheva Tony Shacha, Chi Chang Kunda Mudha, maybe Rosa Kuna, what I'll. So these are, you know, like debate. Is totally based on some book, right? Book. So mainly here. Like, there's no accurate source means it's not here. It's not here. So that's what it means. It's not here, all the teaching they taught about Buddha is not there. So that's what it means. It goes by the, ultimately it goes here. If it's not here, so then that's what it means. There's not accurate sources that refer to the sutra. And other than that, as I said, you know, some human, even though that person looks a human body, that person has clairvoyant, person has this divine visions, you know, all kind of, you know, just one. There's five, there's like all together, there's 11 of them, you know, some human possess all of them, not just that, top of that, they have all the loving realizations, you know, they have all the qualities. So those human beings can see. You know. So in that case, you know, when there's not accurate source, that only refers to the Buddha's teaching. Except, you know, some human can probably see every part of, you know, what they're doing, how they're doing, they can see. So then that's exception, there's exceptions. You know. So, see,
because of the maybe some human sees, you know, probably sees that harp. It looks like me. Harp is going to look like the form that one take. No, so that's exceptions, and that's exceptions. So, not accurate source means, oh, nobody sees. No, it's not like it refers to the teaching. So, then this is clear. Okay. Jawa mama kada. Chime le di vise watone sha che da shi. Jawa mama da che da shi. Chime le na bajin debuni. So can you read this part? Can you read that part, Kamala?
Okay. Some claim mistakenly that the being of the intermediate state has the shape of the body from its previous life. There are also those who claim, in view of Asanga's explanation of this being's physical shape in its next life, that it is in the image of the body from its former life for 3 1/2 days. And
three, what is that? 3 1/2 days means?
Half a week.
Half a week?
And in the image of the body, it will possess in its next life for 3 1/2 days.
Okay, that's a little bit different. What I said, you know, some commentary, what I said is like half of the lifespan. Lifespan is like 7 weeks. I said half of 7 weeks. Yeah, so that's a little bit different. That's like dividing into 1 week. That's a little bit different. So the one that I said is like divided half, 3 1/2 weeks, it looks like previous life. 3 1/2 weeks, it looks like form of life that you're going to take, you know. So not this one. This one, that there's no accurate source. Other commentary might have accurate source, or maybe somebody's part of the life, somebody saw, you know, somebody who has all the clairvoyance. So that's like, because who said the Lama called Zapatu, that's like Lama from Eastern Tibet, where the Gisa was hometown, one of the Nyingmapa Lama, very, very famous, well-qualified, great practitioner. So, see, very, very, very famous, and very, very famous. People are treating him so well, and he's kind of like sick of all of that, you know, sick of the people treating him so especially. So he escaped. He ran away from all this, you know. That he ran away. He just escaped, ran away from Eastern Tibet and went somewhere in the village. He met one old lady, and he stayed there. And that old lady gave him job. His job is to clear the bathroom. In Tibet, you know, so they're just, I'm not here probably a long time ago, they're like made in any kind of containers, you know, you pee there at night, then you put under the bed. Because there's, you know, not, there's not here now, you have bathroom here, right there, you know. So this,
Chamber
Pass, yeah. You also had this long time ago?
Yeah.
So then somebody has to take out in the morning, this is up part of his job. He's taking that lady's pee outside. He's doing that happy, he's so happy, you know. So he feel like genuine, he feel real, you know. So happy, you know, doing that. The old lady has no idea who he was, no idea. And doing that, he's very happy that he's very, very happy, you know. So then all of a sudden, there's a lot of people looking for something. They all come there, came there, so they were looking for him. So the lady was shocked. So many people looking for him. So see, wonderful lama, I think, very wonderful lama. So, so it's his commentary on the Pardo teachings. He said, you know, half of that. So, maybe Dapadam is so. So, see, so this is different.
Lama Tsongkhapa says this is like doesn't have accurate source, that's like dividing weak. yeah. Namshi minye be mungi lula dava mi jungwa nanjebe namshi minye be mungi lula dava mi jungwa namshi mungi lula dava mi jungwa nanjebe mungi lutone hi mi dewa hi mi de hi mi dewa dava nrota so second part is not that important so tini so now the pardo the second session, Tamula.
Okay.
You can read the rest of that. You can read, but it's not any point.
Mm. Oh, you want how you then take rebirth?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. So that's on the pages, bottom of page 311. If a being of the intermediate state is to be born in a womb...
No,
it observes...
No, the intermediate state, right after that session, right after that, Tamula.
Oh.
Next paragraph, yeah, sorry.
Oh.
Next paragraph. Hmm?
Having conceived such a desire?
On 310.
Oh.
The intermediate state appears
to those who have cultivated non-virtue.
Oh, yeah, it didn't matter. This is what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, so then the feeling that, you know, going through darkness, something like that, feeling of darkness. So then, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, another one, you know, so it's like Nambu Karpo, it's like some form of white light. Can you, because I'm so near that experience, I'm not sure if that I don't know what it is, I don't know. What do you think? Near that experience, people talk about. Light of the end of the tunnels, white light in the tunnels. I'm not sure. From the medical point of view, are they dead? So that is a little bit, you know, skeptical, but you know that one, you know, seeing that people are operating on them, you know, so that I think when you are dead, then you are completely disconnected with this body. So even though when you see your body, you will not recognize because chemically disconnected. So now that, you know, that is a little bit seeing now the white light into the tunnel. So that, you know, there's some relationship. But seeing your own body and remembering that when you come back, and remembering that people walking on your body, I don't know what to make of. I don't know. What do you think? Yeah.
When I worked in intensive care unit as a nurse, I had patients that we tried to resuscitate. They had no heart rate, nothing. And then we did, after a while, resuscitate and bring them back. And they were able to tell. One woman told me what I had on, what pin I had. I mean, she was clinically dead at the time, so it was kind of crazy that she would even know.
That her memory is correct.
Yeah.
About you? What are you ready?
Yes, and I didn't take care of her. I came in when she arrested, when she had a cardiac arrest.
Uh-huh.
So she had never seen me before. And then the following day, I walked into the room, and she says, I remember you. You were this. You said this.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was all correct.
Yes, it was all correct.
Oh, yeah.
Geshe-la, there's a person doing experiments on this, and they're putting images on top of high shelves. And then when the person is above their body and looking around, they say, well, what was on that shelf? What picture was there? And they can tell them. You know, how would they know if they're...
Say it again.
They're in a bed.
Uh-huh.
And they're clinically dead.
Oh, they're clinically dead. Uh-huh.
Right. And when they're resuscitated,
if they say they were above looking down on everyone, they say, well, what was on that shelf? And
asking the person who is called to come back.
Right. Mm. And it had a picture on it flat that you couldn't see from down below.
Oh.
And evidently some people know what the picture is.
Mm, see. Pardo Maritana, this is not Pardo. I don't think it's Pardo. Clearly it's not Pardo, so we are just studying Pardo. We just study Pardo, it's not Pardo. I'm not so like, it's not...
Just because
there's
a flat line on a machine or a monitor, that does not mean... That does not mean that they are dead.
Yeah.
That it's a monitor that's saying it's clinically dead, or brain waves are down, or heartbeat is down, but they may not be dead, and they are so attracted to the body, to go back to the body, that they come back. But they're in that time, they're able to see few things before that happens. So it may still not be Pardo.
Yeah, so it's clear it's not Pardo. Pardo, no, then, like, you know, it's like completely disconnected with his body. So they're not able to, first of all, not able to come back. Yeah, so probably it's not dead. But it's not dead, no. I don't think they're called Buddha dead. So I think probably it's not completely dead, I think. Yeah, so above death, you know, makes sense. Probably not completely dead. So, see. Subtle mind. They say when we sneeze, we experience subtle mind, but without knowing, we don't know that we experience subtle mind when we sneeze. So the subtle mind is so powerful. Maybe, you know, they are experiencing some kind of subtle mind, so they can see, you know, so many things that normal mind cannot see, because all, you know, usually there's so many obstacles, all the gross mind, you know, so hard experience. When we faint, then we experience subtle mind. So maybe something to do. Anyway, it's not clearly, it's not Pardo. So then Nambukavu, Ram da Ritin de Pardo Teda Ramang Chinja. Ram da Ritin de Pardo. Pardo da Teda Tang. So now can you come and read, please?
The intermediate state appears to those who have cultivated non-virtue as like a black blanket or the pitch black darkness of night. Well, to those who have cultivated virtue, it is like a white cloth or a moonlit night. You see beings of the intermediate state who are the same type as yourself, as well as the place where each of you will be reborn. The descent into the womb sutra describes...
Reborn? What is that reborn mean?
Where you take rebirth. The descent into the womb sutra describes the color differences in the intermediate state. For someone who is to be reborn a hell being, the intermediate state is like a charred log. For one to be reborn as an animal, it is like smoke. For one to be reborn a hungry ghost, it is like water. For one to be reborn a deity of the desire realm and a human, it is like gold.
Deities in the celestial realm, celestial beings. Better to call celestial, not deity, celestial beings.
For one to be reborn a deity of the form realm, it is white. There is an intermediate state where you are born into the two lower realms, the desire and form realms, from the formless realm. But when you are born into the formless realm from the two lower realms, you attain the aggregates of a formless being immediately upon dying. There is no intermediate state.
I will explain that.
In the classic texts that are reliable sources, there is no description of any other special cases where there is no intermediate state.
Have you understood that? Can you repeat that word, sentence?
In the classic text that are reliable sources, there is no description of any other special cases where there is no intermediate state.
It's a special case. You understand it's a special case? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Consequently, with respect to the assertion that there is a direct transition upward to a heaven or downward to a hell, it is wrong to claim that there is no intermediate state. The descent into the womb sutra says that beings of the intermediate state.
So now this is like how they move around. We just finished the color, so now the how they move around, where they move.
The descent into the womb sutra says that beings of the intermediate state who are to be reborn as deities ascend. Those to be reborn as humans move straight forward, and those to be reborn as wrongdoers move with their heads lowered and their eyes cast downward. It seems that this last part is meant to describe the intermediate states for the three miserable realms.
Okay.
The Treasury of Knowledge Auto Commentary. The three, humans, hungry ghosts, and animals, each move in their own way.
So now that is now the lifespan.
With regards to lifespan, if a being of the intermediate state has not found the conditions for rebirth, it may remain for any length of time, up to 7 days. Once it has found such conditions, its lifespan is not definitely 7 days. If it does not find the conditions for rebirth within 7 days, it assumes another body within the intermediate state.
Yeah, go through this called small death. You know, every week they go small death. Small death. Every week you know, come die, so small death. Huh? But it's not going to change dramatically because same is Pardo, you know. You become under Pardo 1 week, and then.
Let's see. If it does not find conditions for rebirth within 7 days, it assumes another body within the intermediate state. It may stay in the intermediate state for 1 to 7 weeks. However, as it certainly will have found the conditions for rebirth within that time, it stays no longer than that.
So the out of 7 weeks, week number 4, the people consider this kind of critical. So they increase all the prayer, you know, all the practice they do there for diseased persons, like number of light increase, and number of offering increase, all of this, week number 4. So then week number 7, they also do bigger things. So. But, you know, could be take rebirth within the first week, you know, how to say, you know.
Let's see. How was that? Since the texts that are reliable sources do not describe a longer lifespan than this, the claim that the being of the intermediate state may stay longer is incorrect. A being of the intermediate state that is to be reborn as a deity, for instance, may die after 7 days, and either again reach the intermediate state of a deity or else reach the intermediate state of a human or some other form. This is possible because a change in its karma can transform the seeds for its intermediate state. The same holds for other beings of the intermediate state as well.
Makes sense? It's clear, right? It's clear?
Yeah,
Wendy.
Many great lamas don't take rebirth for a couple of years or more, and sometimes many years. And so where are they in between?
Oh, that's a good question. We need to call that lama. We need to ask the lama very well.
I just always wondered.
Yeah, so it could be different realms. It could be different realms. So.
Are they just hanging out there in meditation, or are they taking short bursts somewhere else to help people, or... We don't know.
They are hanging out where? In the flea market? Where? Say it again. They are hanging out where?
They're just hanging out in some other realm, taking a short rebirth somewhere else to help beings in those realms?
Could be very possible. Could be very possible, yeah. Tene?
Okay, thank
you. What are you asking? Did you say?
I have a question about karma sometime when you have time.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good question. That's a very good question. Yeah, you're right, you know. Sometimes a couple of years, you don't see reincarnations, right? Yeah, that's very true. So that's a very, very good question. What do you think? Huh?
I hope they take a vacation because they deserve it.
I think they already had a vacation when before they die. Their whole life is kind of vacation. I think when they practice Dharma, it's like whole life is like vacations. Yeah. So I don't think they take vacations. I'm not sure about that vacation. Nice idea. I'm not sure. So see. So yeah. There's good possibility they may taking some form, benefiting some sentient beings. Oh. Yeah. Huh? Didn't they find one body in recently, a couple of months ago, in some part of Mongolia? Huh? It was like their body is well preserved. Well preserved. Mm. Buddhism, that's not a surprise. Oh, but Buddhism, that's not a surprise. So what they do, people see that person is dead. The people see in our commonly, people say, "Oh, that person is dead." But you know what they do? They bless their body, they bless their body to hide their body through blessings. The only who has divine vision, they can see. Other than that, nobody can see. So then, you know, like yeah, then they meditate. You know, so then, some cases probably like you know some. Some probably used probably some place, you know, then probably the change of the evolution of the universe, maybe, you know, cover, you know, so then that's why people find, you know, the same body that can sit there like thousands of years, you know. So I'm not surprised. Kind of happy to hear that someday found a body in Mongolia, like this, you know, well preserved. It's not surprised. So there might be, you know, a lot of them in the underground, maybe some, I'm not sure, so probably not able to find, you know. So they are, they meditate, so they basically bless their lifespan is like 100 years, but they bless, they increase their lifespan, and they bless their lifespan, they increase, and they, you know, bless their body that nobody can see. And people think, oh, he's already dead, but he's actually not dead, but it's meditating somewhere, you know, somewhere meditating. So that happens. You know?
I've been thinking about this since you were talking about smells.
Mm.
Can any higher realized beings who are eating the good smells, can they practice generosity in the bardo? And why would they take all of the good smells and... I'm just wondering if generosity.
When I say powerful part of that means, you know, it's like. It does not necessarily mean good power. Not in the sense in a good, you know, good way.
Okay.
You know, in the human realm, some humans are powerful, doesn't mean they're good. You know,
okay.
They have more money, they have more, like, power, you know, based on their influence. They're probably here now in the world, you know, pretty much like money, you know. Right?
Powerful does not mean good heart.
So do any beings in the Bardo practice?
Yeah, yeah. You can liberate in the Bardo. If you cannot liberate in this life, you can liberate in the Bardo. Bardo, you know, because something happened because due to some kind of causes or conditions. You are so close to liberate yourself, but not able to liberate in this life, then you liberate in the Bardo state, you liberate. Yeah.
Thank
of
you.
Course, yeah. Bardo, people do practice on Bardo. Oh, yeah. So, now...
Tishala?
Yeah.
A lot of us are getting older, and we could die pretty soon.
Mm.
So, like, can you teach us how to do that? How to get ready?
How to what?
How to get ready for liberation in the Bardo? Can you teach us how to do that?
Oh, so that's like big request. So I myself don't know how to liberate.
I'm serious because
yeah, I'm also serious too.
I'm getting
so
old.
See, cousin.
Thank you so much.
No, Wendy. So see, time of the death, positive mind. That's very important. Positive mind. See, positive mind, time of death. That's very, very critical. There's something we can do. Positive mind.
Okay.
So,
try to remember.
Liberations, as I said, only some exceptions case. Other than that, like Milarepa and Marva, this is an exception case. Other than that, liberating one person, liberating another person, practically, it's hard. It's not that easy, you know. Otherwise, why not enlightened beings liberate all of us? Why they just sit around? Because they should liberate all sentient beings from samsara. Oh? So, need to practice, you know, right now, you know, still every day, something personal. Yeah, so I'll stop now. Yeah. Dharam Brown, thank you very much to accept my request to lead the retreat. So I encourage them to participate. You know, so so Dharam Brown is here. So carrying blessing. From Lama Ishi, Lama Zabar, Lama Ishi, so many of you probably never heard or never had chance to see directly, but you know, it's an incredible Lama. So good. It benefits center too. So just you know, to end of July. Okay, so. So then, I think hearing a Sangha member there, I think that's just level. Dharam Brown is leveling. Oh, if the Sangha member, it'll be better. So I think it doesn't matter. So I faith in Dharam Brown. So Dharam Brown finished the retreat. There's not just one day retreat, 3 months wonderful retreat. That's 3 months quite long for the retreat. No? See. So, if I can come on Skype, as I said, you know, so I will. But from my side, I don't see it's very necessary. So more necessary is doing the Vajrasura practice, trying to visualize the image, and trying to be mindful, you know, say the mantras. And saying, you know, then like during the sessions, I'm not sure, there'll be 4 sessions, you know. First session, the last session, longer, the shorter, then 2 middle sessions, a little bit longer. That's traditionally how the retreat is done. So, but this is not going to be 3-month retreat. This is going to be 3-day retreat. So I think it's good to participate. It's only 3 days. So I'll be very, very happy somewhere in Nepal, probably knowing that a group of you are doing Vajrasura retreat. I'd be very, very happy, you know, just to know that, you know, people are doing purification practice. It makes me
happy. Then I rejoice. Now I rejoice. So that's what we should do as a Dharma friend. We should encourage each other to do more practice. No? Instead of hoping, oh, I'm not going to do anything because he's going to liberate me in the partha. So that's a little bit unrealistic. But like that, helping each other, then you can think, okay, maybe, you know, he'll help when I was in the partha, he'll help. Or maybe she will help me while I was in the partha. Then that's a good thing, no? Because we practice together, you encourage me, I encourage you, then we all practice, you know. So then, there's reason to think, okay, maybe he will help, no, she will help, maybe he will help, she will help in partha. So then, that's, you know, this is realistic way to think. And then, you know, having this all opportunity, then not doing any practice, then thinking, okay, he's going to take care of them, that's a little unrealistic. You know? Well, anyway, thank you very much. You know? バケシニャサベンゲワテテンダトワコンランカンダチェバルジョゾロザトベテンベニモノレジョワトンゲドレダライジェベデバダンゲジョダチャジュレスンダダワナモダモダワコンダジュネソワメベニワジメチョドジュボジェワタンチョドルダガダイジェゴネゲヨタワチニジェバタンジェシェンダダチャジョナバタワコネジュジェシンジェネバチニバニュドネレタジュネレネモレモノドニワメバタマスンジャタンジェタンデジェゲンドダンゲンドドワダチャジュスンマコンドジュバタンダコンニメランドジェ Maybe Sunday dedications, then long life prayer for his holiness Lama Sabarimajaya.
Now, in the gold book, you turn to page 246. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. In 244 through 5, it's short, long life prayers. And land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatara, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serves the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers, honoring the three jewels, saved for myself and others, your disciples. Please, please live long. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha.
Thank you, thank you, and good night.